This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear sisters and brothers. So, mashallah, tabarakallah, I'm going to assume the majority of you here are Arturo fans and you want to know the qualities that really make him successful. Alhamdulillah, it's actually a great series, mashallah, tabarakallah. I enjoyed it with my family and it was definitely great work done, and I think the thing that really inspired me about it was that it was based on a true story, and how much of it was true or not, Allah knows best, but subhanAllah, from the series he has a lot of great qualities that we can talk about, inshallah. This video series is only going to be about 5 amazing qualities that he had and that could make you successful like him, inshallah, if you apply these qualities. So let's get started. The first and most important quality that made Arturo successful was his connection to Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, he knew his Lord. He knew his purpose in life. You see, the problem with us today is that a lot of us don't really know who Allah Azza wa Jal is. We know that he's our Lord, but we don't really have a connection with him. And if you notice something with Arturo, is like every time it looked like he was about to get, you know, caught and he was about to not make it, Allah Azza wa Jal helped him. From one way or another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was always there with him and helping him. He was, you know, looking out for him. So what made that possible? Now, a lot of you may be thinking, well, can this really happen? I mean, is it just a TV show? Is this possible in real life? You know, my dear sisters and brothers, had I not been studying Islamic studies for the last 13 years and I just watched this TV show, I would have thought it was only a TV show, and in reality, something like this probably could have never taken place. I would have laughed at anyone who said otherwise. But the truth is, my dear sisters and brothers, that this can really happen. There are so many examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the messengers of Allah before him. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of them. As well as in the life of the Sahaba. May Allah be pleased with them. And the righteous who came after them. So yes, there is hope for you and me. Alhamdulillah. Wouldn't it be amazing where we always felt safe because we knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of mankind, and everything else, you know, that was happening, we knew there was a reason and a purpose and that we accepted it. And we knew that Allah Azza wa Jal would support us, inshallah, so long as we were on His path. Well, what an amazing feeling that would be, and how confident would we be in our relationship with the Lord of the worlds. From what I've read of the righteous, they say this is a surreal feeling, subhanAllah, for those who had this connection and had their du'as answered and who felt safe and content with Allah Azza wa Jal. So how is this possible? So we do know that this amazing relationship is possible. And Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Almighty and sublime be He said, whoever shows enmity to someone devoted to me, I shall be at war with him. My servant draws not near to me with anything more loved by me than the religious duties that I have enjoined upon him. And my servant continues to draw near to me with supererogatory works so that I shall love him. And when I love him, I'm his hearing, with which he hears, his seeing, with which he sees, his hands, with which he strikes, and his foot, with which he walks. Were he to ask something of me, I would surely give it to him. And were he to ask me for refuge, I would surely grant it to him. I do not hesitate about anything as much as I hesitate about seizing the soul of my faithful servant, as he hates death and I hate hurting him. And this can be found in the book of Bukhari. How powerful are these words? I remember reading it the first time and thinking, how amazing would this be? People usually would do anything if the king or the president invited them to their palace. People would be over the moon if they met their favorite sports stars or richest person in the world. However, the majority of people don't even know this hadith Qudsi. And that real power comes from being deeply connected to Allah. He is the King of the Kings. He is the one who gives to whom He wants wealth and health and success and sports and business or anything else. And often we think, if we got to meet the people that Allah has put in these high positions, we too will be in high positions. But remember, Arturo, he didn't care about position, money, or high level of people. He only cared for those who were just and righteous and on the right path. Now let's look at ourselves today. The majority of us take money that doesn't belong to us. We cheat others if we can get away with it. We speed on the freeway if we know that there's no police to give us a ticket. Only when we're being watched or we feel embarrassed in front of others do we do the right thing. This was not how Arturo was. He did the right thing at all times because of his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the authority, Abu Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "One day I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, riding on the same mount, and he said, 'O young man, I shall teach you some words of advice. Be mindful of Allah, and Allah will protect you. Be mindful of Allah, and you will find Him in front of you. And if you ask, then ask Allah alone. And if you seek help, then seek help from Allah alone. And know that if the nations were to gather together to benefit you with anything, they would not benefit you except with what Allah has already prescribed for you. And if they were to gather together to harm you with anything, they would not harm you except with what Allah had already prescribed against you. The pens have been lifted and the pages have dried." And this is related in the book of Tirmidhi. I will end with the story of when Arturo was captured by Noyan in season 2. And everyone thought he was dead. And it looked as if he had been lost because of how they portrayed it. Yet he still had hope in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he did everything that he could to free himself. While he was tortured and in pain, he never gave up on surviving. He never gave up on Allah being by his side to help him. He had full trust in his Lord, and he took action. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Strive for what benefits you and rely on God and do not give up. If something befalls you, do not say, 'If I had only done such and such.' Instead, say, 'It is as God has decreed, and He does what He pleases.'" And this can be found in the book of Muslim. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Strive for what benefits you," he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was encouraging us to go after positive opportunities that came our way. When he added, "And rely on God," he sallallahu alaihi wasallam was telling us that success will be from Allah alone. So ask Him for help. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam then continued by saying, "And do not give up." When we have Allah by our side and we're working towards our goals that are halal and good for us and our families, then we mustn't give up, inshallah. And finally, when the Prophet ﷺ's statement ended with saying, "If something befalls you, do not say, 'If I had only done such and such.' Instead, say, 'It is as God decreed and He does what He pleases.'" And this can be found in the book of Muslim. Faith is not blind, nor is it a form of resignation and a denial of a great human potential. It does not mean we should spend our time laminating in the ruins of the past and reject change. Instead, my dear sisters and brothers, faith is our certainty that good is wherever Allah places it, and that every day you bring forth a new dream, a new hope, a new success. And you see this over and over and over in the series of Arturo. So many tests and trials would come to them, and they would have hope and faith, and they would continue keep walking up that ladder and keep doing what they needed to do, mashallah, tabarakallah. The Prophet ﷺ also said, "When you beseech Allah, you should be certain that He will answer." And this can be found in the book of Tirmidhi. When you ask of Allah, be certain that He will answer you. Have no doubt about that. What this is meaning to us is that when we call on our Allah Azza wa Jal, we shall have full trust. Right now, I will ask you, do you fully believe when you ask Allah that He's going to answer? Do you fully believe? Or you're like, maybe He'll answer, maybe He won't. Allah says in the Quran, in chapter number 40, ayah number 60, He says, "Call upon Me, I will answer you." And Allah says, "Who is it that answers the one in need when he calls out?" In chapter number 29 in Surah 62. And Allah says, "And when My servant asks about Me, tell them I am near. I answer the supplications of those who beseech Me." And this can be found in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 186. So the lesson for all of us from this is to call on Allah and to fully trust Him as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam trusted Him, as the Sahaba trusted Allah Azza wa Jal, as the righteous after them trusted Him. And to remember, this is what we learned from Arturo series, that alhamdulillah, he applied it in his life, that no matter what happened to him, he would always have full trust that whatever Allah did was best for him. Either it was going to be shahada and he was going to die in the way of Allah, or he was going to be successful and keep striving in the way of Allah and to bring goodness, success and justice on the lands. And he accepted whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla had decreed for him. So subhanAllah, my dear sisters and brothers, I hope that this quality of having full trust in Allah Azza wa Jal and being connected to Him is one that we can apply in our lives and inshallah ta'ala see the fruits of it. Jazakallah khairan, and inshallah I will see you on video number 2. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.